This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, September 24. Morning Prayer. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence, I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. At one place in his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis suggests that each morning starts the same way for everyone. When we wake up, thoughts about what we hope to accomplish that day flood our mind. Lewis writes that our plans for the day resemble wild animals that rush toward us. I don't know if this describes how a day typically begins for you, but Lewis goes on to describe something that everyone should experience each morning. He encourages us to pay attention to another reality, the deeper life we have in Jesus Christ. Instead of fretting over the concerns of the new day, we should allow God's peace to flow into us. That sounds like a wonderful description of morning prayer. It's what Psalm 5 describes as being a two-way conversation between us and God. We speak and we listen. We pray and we wait. We act and we receive. We begin the day with God. Morning prayer sets the tone for the day that follows. If the morning begins with worry, that'll only increase as the day moves along. But if we start out by enjoying time with God and receiving strength from God, we'll more likely remain in His peace as the day continues. There's no better way to begin the day than with prayer. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of this day. Help me to begin each day with you in prayer. As I pray to you, thank you for giving me the strength and peace I need. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.